Chapter 31. Then the Lord said to Moses, Give the Midianites punishment for the wrong they did to the children of Israel, and after that you will go to rest with your people. So Moses said to the people, Let men from among you be armed for war to put into effect against Midian the Lord's punishment on them. From every tribe of Israel send 1,000 to the war. So from the thousands of Israel 1,000 were taken from every tribe, 12,000 men armed for war. And Moses sent them out to war, 1,000 from every tribe, and with them Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, taking in his hands the vessels of the holy place and the horns for sounding the note of war. And they made war on Midian, as the Lord gave orders to Moses, and they put to death every male. They put the kings of Midian to death with the rest, Evi and Rekon and Zer and Hur and Rebah, the five kings of Midian, and Balaam, the son of Beor, they put to death with the sword. The women of Midian with their little ones the children of Israel took prisoner, and all their cattle and flocks and all their goods they took for themselves, and after burning all their towns and all their tent circles, they went away with the goods they had taken, man and beast. And the prisoners and the goods and everything they had taken, they took to Moses and Eleazar the priest and the people of Israel, to the tenth circle in the lowlands of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. Then Moses and Eleazar the priest and the chiefs of the people went out to them before they had come into the tenth circle. And Moses was angry with the chiefs of the army, the captains of thousands and the captains of hundreds who had come back from the war. And Moses said to them, Why have you kept all the women safe? It was these who, moved by Balaam, were the cause of Israel's sin against the Lord in the question of Peor, because of which disease came on the people of the Lord. So now put every male child to death, and every woman who has had sex relations with a man, but all the female children who have had no sex relations with men, you may keep for yourselves. You yourselves will have to keep outside the tenth circle for 7 days, any one of you who has put any person to death or come near a dead body, and on the third day and on the seventh day make yourselves and your prisoners clean. And every bit of clothing, and anything made of leather or goat's hair or wood, you are to make clean. Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had been to the fight, This is the rule of the law which the Lord has given to Moses. But gold and silver and brass and iron and tin and lead, and anything which may be heated, is to go through the fire and be made clean, but in addition it is to be put in the water of cleaning, and anything which may not go through the fire is to be put in the water. And on the seventh day, after washing your clothing, you will be clean, and then you may come into the tent circle. And the Lord said to Moses, Get an account of everything which was taken in the war, of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest and the heads of families of the people, and let division be made of it into two parts, one for the men of war who went out to the fight, and one for all the people, and from the men of war who went out let there be offered to the Lord one out of every 500, from the persons, and from the oxen and asses and sheep. Take this from their part and give it to Eleazar the priest as an offering to be lifted up to the Lord. And from the part given to the children of Israel, take one out of every 50, from the persons, and from the oxen and asses and sheep, and give it to the Levites who have the care of the house of the Lord. So Eleazar and Moses did as the Lord had given orders to Moses. Now the beasts taken, in addition to what the fighting men took for themselves, were 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 oxen, and 61,000 asses, and 32,000 persons, that is, women who had never had sex relations with a man. And the half given as their part to the men who went to the war, was 337,500 sheep, of which the Lord's part was 675. The number of oxen was 36,000, of which the Lord's part was 72. The number of asses was 30,500, of which the Lord's part was 61. And the number of persons was 16,000, of which the Lord's part was 32 persons. And Moses gave the Lord's part, lifted up as an offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord had given orders to Moses. And from the half given to the children of Israel, which Moses had kept separate from that given to the fighting men, now the people's half was 337,500 sheep, and 36,000 oxen, and 30,500 asses, and 16,000 persons, even from the children of Israel's half. Moses took one out of every 50, men and beasts, and gave them to the Levites who had the care of the house of the Lord, as the Lord gave orders to Moses. Then the men in authority over the thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, came to Moses, and said to him, "Your servants have taken note of the number of all the fighting men under our orders, and every one is present, and we have here an offering for the Lord from what every man took in the war, ornaments of gold, leg chains and arm rings, finger rings, ear rings, and neck ornaments, to make our souls free from sin before the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, even all the worked ornaments, and the gold which the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds gave, as an offering to be lifted up before the Lord, came to 16,750 shekels. For every man of the army had taken goods for himself in the war. Then Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold given by the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, and took it into the tent of meeting, to be a sign in memory of the children of Israel before the Lord.